If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, if you have your place, stand with me. We'll begin reading tonight at verse 25, if God will be our help. Amen. Acts chapter 20 and verse 25, and the Bible says, "Now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, you shall know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship." I want to preach for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought, loving the old preacher. Loving the old preacher. As I was reading on this the other day, I got to thinking about that man of God and what he went through, the trials and adversities he faced, the stonings that he took, the death that he was close to many, many times upon his journey. But the old man of God, he stood up here in Acts as Luke writes her down and pins her down. Dr. Luke give us the information about this dear old preacher. And he said, you know what? He stood up a faithful one more time before the congregation of people. He said, "Now behold, I know that ye among me whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more." Paul said, "I've made my journey." He said, "I've about finished my course." He said, "I've done what I needed to do." He said, "I've loved you in so many ways." He said, "But now I've got to go." He said, "This may be, probably be the last time that you'll ever lay eyes on me." But he said, "You know what?" He said, "I love you, praise God. And I've told you the truth. I've told you that God loves you and he wants to help you. And it's through the blood of Jesus, praise God, that you can get that help that you need, praise God, to help you persevere, help you stay in a good fight of faith, help you not to get sidetracked, help you not to get waylaid, not help you not get shipwrecked." He said, "It's the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that I've told you so many times about that'll help you to stay in the right way." Amen. It's the love of an old preacher. Praise God, an old spit and slobbering preacher. I said, "You know what? I love you. I'm going to tell you the whole counsel of God." He said, "I'm going to bear record, praise God, this day. I'm pure of all men's blood." Amen. He said, "I've not got no blood on my hands because I've loved you enough." Why do you preach like you do, preacher? Why do you tell us that thus saith the word of God? We do it because we love you and we want to see God moving on your life, manifest himself to you, that you can see him, glory be to God, and you can realize how much he loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessing it is. Ain't it good to know him in the free pardon of sin? Praise God. You know, it blesses my heart. I get on the radio and the CD player or whatever, have preaching and praying on playing on there. My little old granddaughter in the back seat, she said, "Papa, that sounds like you." Hey man, it's another day I was listening to Brother Oliver B. Green, and he's preaching up a storm. She said, "Papa, he sounds like you." I said, "Glory be to God, honey. That ain't Papa, but thank you for the compliment." She said, "Hey, glory be to God, Papa, that sounds like you." I hope she can go throughout her life, praise God, realize her Papa was somebody that loved God and love Jesus, praise God, enough to proclaim the truth, to preach with a loud voice. Proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I've not be guilty of any man's blood. Praise God. He said, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. He said, I have held nothing back. Amen. There was a fellow told me one time, he said, preacher said, if you preach that book, there's places in there you can't touch. There's places in there you better leave alone. If you get to preaching on them, he said, you'll lose your congregation, you'll lose your ministry. Nobody will want to hear you. And I asked another old preacher about it, Brother R.A. White. I said, brother, there's an old preacher told me there's some things in this blessed old King James Bible that you can't be a touching, you can't be a preaching, cause it'll offend somebody. He put that big old arm around me, patted that old black back Bible, and he said, son, you preach anything in this precious old book, as long as you preach it with a heart of love, he said, you won't hurt nobody, but you'll help them. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the Word of God. The full counsel of the truth. The truth will make you free. I wonder what's holding you back. What's holding us back today from serving the Lord in spirit and truth, worshiping Him like you ought to be worshiped. Amen. Praise God. This old book will tell you how to get rid of it. How to chunk it, how to get back, get it behind you, praise God, so you can press on for the glory of God. You know what? I think a lot of times, children of God, we get saved, we got too much junk in front of us. We bring along too much baggage from that old person that we used to be. Amen, praise God, we realize that we're a new creature in Christ Jesus. And we become somebody new in Him. Glory be to God, we begin to see a change take place down in our souls. We begin to chunk a lot of that old baggage we used to carry around with us. Amen? We begin to see things new and improved. Amen. See, God won't leave you where you were. No. Amen. He'll bring you up out of that pit. Just say, bring you out of the pit, and he'll bring you up, and he'll bring you out. He don't leave you dangling over your sin. Amen. But he said, I preached that whole counsel. He said, hey, let's praise God. There's not nothing I've been afraid to hit on. He said, if God Almighty chose it to me, pray God revealed it to me, I showed it to you.
Amen.
Amen. I like good old-fashioned preaching. I like singing. Don't get me wrong. I love good Holy Ghost singing. Amen. But I believe that's just a precursor for good Holy Ghost preaching. I believe that tunes you up, praise God, gets your ears ready, gets you perked up, praise God, to hear the man of God preach the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I believe you ought to love old preachers. I thank God I love old preachers, praise the Lord. I've got several old preacher friends, praise the Lord. I love to hear them. Amen. He's nothing that stirs my heart as much as these old men of God that's been in the fight. Praise God, Brother J.R. Plemons, praise God, been in this thing for a long time. Well, he's been preaching longer than I've been born. Amen. And praise God, he'll still preach at the drop of a hat. Amen. Glory be to God. It's in him, praise God. I love him old preachers because they preach the full counsel, praise the Lord. Don't compromise. He said, hey, just take therefore unto yourselves. Now he says here, Paul says, we need to pay attention to ourselves. We need to realize where we are when it comes to godliness. Amen? In our Christianity, where we are. He said, and to all the flock over to which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. She said, praise God. She said, the Lord Jesus Christ bought the church. Praise God, it's been bought, paid for, and he paid for it with his blood. Amen. Nobody can repossess it. Nobody can take it. Nobody can come between him and the church, praise God, because it's his.
Amen.
Amen. We're just waiting for that day of redemption when he comes to get us, take us to be with him where he's at. And boy, what a day that's going to be. Amen. Praise God. But he said, just be mindful of the flock that God put you to oversee. He said, for I know this, that after my departure, grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. He said, there'll be ones that want to come in and tear up. There'll be ones that want to tear up and destroy and tear down. But I'm glad we serve a great and a mighty God. Amen. Glory be to God. He said the gates. He said, I'm going to raise up a glorious church. Glory be to God. And the gates of hell not prevail against it. Amen.
Amen.
Why? He said, because I'm going to establish some people upon the word of truth, praise God, that'll know the truth, and the truth will make them free. They'll shout the praise and glory all the way to the end of the way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Those grievous wolves, they're even at the door. Amen. Now we got to be vigilant. We got to pay attention. Because the devil's always trying to get his foot. He does like Rex says he does now. You crack a door and he'll stick his foot in it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. What you got to do is don't crack the door. Amen. What you do, Brother Steve Plemons said. He figured out after a few, he had been saved, but been saved a few months. Praise God. Said every time somebody knocked the door, he'd open it and the devil would try to come in. Said after a while of that, he said he got tired of it. He said, I figured it out. He said, when the old devil knocked the door, he said, I just let Jesus answer it. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, I give the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He said, they'd go on down the road. Amen. They didn't want no part of that. They was there to tear up and tear down, praise God. But thank God for the old man of God that'll stand up. An old preacher, praise God. Loving old preacher, that'll stand up and preach the truth, praise God. Amen. With the power and anointing of God upon him.
Yes,
praise God. Giving them the word. Amen. He says, He said, over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, grievous wolves shall enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples. Now watch this, after them. He said, we got to be careful. We don't have people come among us, praise God, that want to get all the attention. Amen? Amen? You hear what I'm saying? He said, they want to get the attention. They want to draw the crowd. They want to take the crowd with them. Amen? He said, preacher, you're talking about praising the Lord. No, I'm not talking about nothing about that. I'm talking about some that come to try to take our eyes and our focus off the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? His death, burial, resurrection, the blood he shed on Calvary. Amen. He have anybody coming in teaching, preaching, trying to tell, praise God, to just turn away from the Lord and turn to something else. They're false to prophets.
Yeah, right.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that old man of God. They'll say, praise the Lord. It's about the blood. It's the blood, praise God, which we're saved. It's the blood that'll keep you. It's the blood that's enduring.
Yeah.
It's that blood that's sure and steadfast, praise God. It'll save you and it'll keep you saved. Amen. When you trust in that precious blood, he said, but they'll come in and try to destroy. They'll try to tear down. But praise God, he said, we're not of those that tear down and destroy. We're those that encourage and build up. He said, we're those that try to help and encourage each other. Amen. But they'll try to make disciples. They take away disciples after them. He said, therefore watch. He said, we need to be vigilant. And while we're being vigilant, he said, remember. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for the, don't you thank God for the Word of God?
Yeah.
Amen. Because He'll bring to remembrance that we need, praise God, just exactly when you need it, so that you can stand up and lift up your head and say, glory be God. Thus says the Word of God.
Yes,
amen. It'll give you that nugget, He'll give you that nugget right on time, on purpose.
Amen.
That'll help you, praise God, to stand against the wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord. He said, therefore watch and remember. That by the space, now I love us, Oprah, now listen to what he says. By the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Amen. Praise God, you got to love that old man of God. Praise God. He'd stand, he'd preach, and he'd pray, and he'd seek God's face day after day, month after month, year after year, on behalf of the congregation. Just love him. Praise God. He said, I warned you for 3 years, night and day, praise God, without ceasing, he said, praise God, with tears, praying and agonizing with God on their behalf, lifting them up to Jesus, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
So, God, help my brothers and my sisters in Christ. Amen. Help them to take your word. Help them to love your word, love your appearing, praise God, as much as I do. When we receive the word of God into ourselves, we're receiving Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. Did you hear what I said? When we take this word and we digest it, we take it in, Amen. We're literally taking in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Amen. He's becoming real to us. He's living, moving into us. He's helping us, praise God. And Paul said, for 3 years, night and day, I agonized with God that He'd just fill you overflowing, praise God. Amen. So that one day He could bring to you remembrance, glory to God, how good He is. Amen. How good the Lord is to you, what He wants to do for us tonight. Amen. These folks, I believe these folks all over this country just ain't getting it. They just ain't getting it. They're bebopping along in life. They're living, they think, and they don't even know what life is. I want to say, praise God, life's being a Christian, loving the Lord, praise God, and letting Him love on us. Amen. Amen. Reciprocating that love that He has. Praise God. Amen. He said, now, brethren, I commend you to God. You see, Paul's going away, but he said, I'm going to put you in God's hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Praise God. Those that's decided they're going to be set aside for God. Amen. Did you ever allow God just to sanctify you? Just to take you and set you aside, put you in a place for His glory? You ought to try it sometimes. It's marvelous. When you say, Lord God, here I am, pray God, take me and use me for Your glory. My goodness, God just takes you. He begins to take you so many different directions, so many different ways, and love you so many different ways. Praise God, you got to like it. Can't help it. It just keeps getting better and better. But praise God, He said, giving you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. All those that's set aside, praise God. All those are focused in the same direction. Amen. He says, I have coveted no man's silver, gold, or apparel. You know, Paul says, he said, folks, I ain't in it for the money. Glory to God, if you're in it for the money, you're in the wrong business. Amen. But he says, you know what? He said, I'm not in it for the money. He said, I never coveted no man's money, no man's gold, no man's silver. Praise God. He said, I was in it for the glory of God. That's to see folks touched by God. See God manifest Himself in the people. He said, that's why I'm here, to show them and point them to the Savior. Praise God. He said, and you yourself know that these hands are ministering to my necessities and to them that were with me. I showed you all things, how that by that so laboring you ought to support weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now this, you got to love loving the old preacher. Praise God. He said, you know what? He said, the Lord said, it's better to give than receive. He said, glory be God. He said, my heart's desire is just pour out and give and give and give so I don't have nothing left to give. Amen. But wait. But he said, Lord, then I'm going to crawl into my prayer closet. I'm going to get along with you. Praise God. And I'm going to fill up, glory to God. I'm going to be recharged. I'm going to be refilled. And he said, I'm going to go out and I'm going to give and give and give some more. Amen. He said, I'm going to give till it hurts. Praise God. Why? Because he's that old preacher that loves the people. And he's preaching the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to close right here because I'm done. Amen. But I want to just share this with you. And it said, when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down. Now watch this. And prayed with them all. I see in my mind's eyes, old Paul, after he told him, he said, folks, he said, I love you. We're 3 years. I've preached for you. Praise God. I've prayed for you with tears. I've lifted you up night and day, praise with tears for 3 years. But he said, I got to go. He said, you'll probably not see my face no more. He said, this will probably be the last time I'll see you. But then he got down, Brother Rex, because he loved them so much. And he began to pray with each one of them. Amen. He began to reach down to where they was and each person, praise God. He knelt down, he prayed with them all. said, I know what you've been going through. I've known you for 3 years. I've seen the trials and afflictions that you're going through. You'd say, oh, God, please, touch this, my brother. Touch this, my sister. Oh, God, take away the agony. Give him perfect peace. You can see him as he prayed with one after the other, after the other. And praise God, as he prayed with one, he moved to another. And Brother Rex, that love of God was just poured out. It was poured out, overflowing. And as they go down the line, one after another, after another, after another, after another, begin to weep and to cry because they begin to register in their heart that this old man of God that loves them so much was going away and they might never see him again. And after he had prayed with them, loved on them, the Bible says they went with him down there to the boat. Now watch this. He said, and they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake. They should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Amen. Said after he had prayed with them, they had wept and cried and they loved on his neck. And they said, Paul, we love you. They said, Paul, thank you for preaching this word. Thank you for coming and telling us the truth. Thank you, Paul, for loving us like you do. Amen. Praise God. And then they followed him down to the boat. They accompanied him. Praise God. And they watched him as he got on and as he sailed out of the harbor. Praise God. Amen. And that somebody, I can see my mind's eye. I know I got a vivid imagination. I may see somebody come along that hadn't been there. And all these people weeping and crying and they're watching this boat sail off into the sunset. And they come along and they say, what's going on here? What's the matter? And somebody turns around and said, that old preacher who loved us is going away. He's sailing away. He's going away, and we'll see him no more. Amen. He's gone out of our sight. Praise God. But glory be to God. And he said, well, what did he do? What did he do for you? He said, he gave us eternity, and he gave us a promise, and he left us with hope. Amen. In Christ Jesus, Savior. He praised God. He said, wait. He said, what are you trying to say? He said, I'm trying to tell you. I love that old preacher. Amen. Trying to tell you, I love that old preacher. I want to say tonight, praise God, I love the old preachers. Thank God for every one of them, praise the Lord. I thank God for every message they ever preached to my heart. Amen. Praise God. They preach it a whole lot straighter than I could live it, Brother Bud. But there's not a one of them ever preached it straighter than I liked it. Amen. Why? Because I like old preaching. And I love old preachers. Praise God. Don't you? Amen. Yeah, amen. Praise God. There's nothing like them. Them old men of God. Preaching the old word of God. To old children of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.